The letter of Paul the Apostle to the Romans.
We who are strong in faith should help those who are weak. We should help them with their weaknesses and not please only ourselves. Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to help him be stronger in faith. Even Christ did not live to please himself. It was as the scripture said, "When people insult you, it hurts me." Everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that we could have hope. That hope comes from the patience and encouragement that the scriptures give us. Patience and encouragement come from God. And I pray that God will help you all agree with each other the way Christ Jesus wants. Then you will all be joined together, and you will give glory to God the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ accepted you, so you should accept each other. This will bring glory to God. I tell you that Christ became a servant of the Jews. This was to show that God's promises to the Jewish ancestors are true. And he also did this so that the non-Jews could give glory to God for the mercy he gives to them. It is written in the scriptures, "So I will praise you among the non-Jewish people. I will sing praises to your name." The scripture also says, "Be happy, you non-Jews, together with God's people." Again, the scripture says, "All you non-Jews, praise the Lord. All you people, sing praises to him." And Isaiah says,
"A new king will come from Jesse's family. He will come to rule over the non-Jews, and the non-Jews will have hope because of him."
I pray that the God who gives hope will fill you with much joy and peace while you trust in him. Then your hope will overflow by the power of the Holy Spirit.
My brothers, I am sure that you are full of goodness. I know that you have all the knowledge you need and that you are able to teach each other. But I have written to you very openly about some things that I wanted you to remember. I did this because God gave me this special gift, to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the non-Jewish people. I served God by teaching his good news, so that the non-Jewish people could be an offering that God would accept, an offering made holy by the Holy Spirit. So I am proud of what I have done for God in Christ Jesus. I will not talk about anything I did myself. I will talk only about what Christ has done through me in leading the non-Jewish people to obey God. They have obeyed God because of what I have said and done. And they have obeyed God because of the power of miracles and the great things they saw, and the power of the Holy Spirit. I preached the good news from Jerusalem all the way around to Illyricum. And so I have finished that part of my work. I always want to preach the good news in places where people have never heard of Christ. I do this because I do not want to build on the work that someone else has already started. But it is written in the scriptures, "Those who were not told about him will see, and those who have not heard about him will understand." That is why many times I was stopped from coming to you. Now I have finished my work here. Since for many years I have wanted to come to you, I hope to visit you on my way to Spain. I will enjoy being with you, and you can help me on my trip. Now I am going to Jerusalem to help God's people. The believers in Macedonia and southern Greece were happy to give their money to help the poor among God's people at Jerusalem. They were happy to do this. and really they owe it to them. These non-Jews have shared in the Jews' spiritual blessings, so they should use their material possessions to help the Jews. I must be sure that the poor in Jerusalem get the money that has been given for them. After I do this, I will leave for Spain and stop and visit you. I know that when I come to you, I will bring Christ's full blessing.
Brothers, I beg you to help me in my work by praying for me to God. Do this because of our Lord Jesus and the love that the Holy Spirit gives us. Pray that I will be saved from the non-believers in Judea. And pray that this help I bring to Jerusalem will please God's people there.
Then if God wants me to, I will come to you. I will come with joy, and together you and I will have a time of rest. The God who gives peace be with you all. Amen.
I recommend to you our sister Phoebe. She is a helper in the church in Cenchrea. I ask you to accept her in the Lord in the way God's people should. Help her with anything she needs, because she has helped me and many other people too. Give my greetings to Priscilla and Aquila, who work together with me in Christ Jesus. They risk their own lives to save my life. I am thankful to them, and all the non-Jewish churches are thankful to them as well. Also, greet for me the church that meets at their house. Greetings to my dear friend Epaphras. He was the first person in Asia to follow Christ.
Greetings to Mary, who worked very hard for you. Greetings to Andronicus and Julius, my relatives, who were in prison with me. The apostles feel they are very important. They were believers in Christ before I was. Greetings to Amphiletus, my dear friend in the Lord. Greetings to Urbaeus. He is a worker together with me for Christ. And greetings to my friend Stachys. Greetings to Apelles. He was tested and proved that he truly loves Christ. Greetings to all those who are in the family of Aristobulus. Greetings to Herodian, my relative. Greetings to all those in the family of Narcissus who belong to the Lord.
Greetings to Tryphena and Tryphosa. Those women work very hard for the Lord. Greetings to my dear friend Persis. She also has worked very hard for the Lord.
Greetings to Rufus, who is a special person in the Lord. Greetings to his mother, who has been a mother to me also. Greetings to Asyncritus, Phlegon, Hermes, Patrobus, Hermas, and all the brothers who are with them. Greetings to Philologus, and Julia, Nerus and his sister, and Olympus. And greetings to all God's people with them. Greet each other with a holy kiss. All of Christ's churches send greetings to you. Brothers, I ask you to look out for those who cause people to be against each other and who upset other people's faith. They are against the true teaching you learned. Stay away from them. For such people are not serving our Lord Christ. They are only doing what pleases themselves. They use fancy talk and fine words to fool the minds of those who do not know about evil. All the believers have heard that you obey, so I am very happy because of you. But I want you to be wise in what is good and innocent in what is evil. The God who brings peace will soon defeat Satan and give you power over him. The grace of our Lord Jesus be with you. Timothy, a worker together with me, sends greetings, as well as Lucius and Jason and Sosipater, my relatives.
I am Tertius, and I am writing this letter from Paul. I send greetings to you in the Lord. Gaius is letting me and the whole church here use his home. He also sends greetings to you, as do Erastus and our brother Quartus. Erastus is the city treasurer here. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.
Glory to God. God is the one who can make you strong in faith by the good news that I tell people and by the message about Jesus Christ. The message about Christ is the secret truth that was hidden for long ages past, but is now made known. It has been made clear through the writings of the prophets, and by the command of the eternal God, it is made known to all nations that they might believe and obey. To the only wise God, be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen.